Chesed Beis in the Ran. We're holding the wide lines of the Ran, about 10 lines down. Where the Ran says, the discussion over here is the question, what type of person do we need to be Matur Adorim as a Yachin Mumcha, to require a person who has Smicha? So he's... he brought rayas that you don't need smicha. The Rambam sheet is that you don't need smicha. The Ran seemed to be medayik from the Gemara here that you do need smicha. Mia ubdad achrin ikav yushalmi the mashu minad leboy samuch. The chorus hasim. Omer Kamei the Rabbi Yossi. So they said the following story to Rabbi Yossi. They told Rabbi Yossi the following: Rav Huna Shari Nidrin. That Rav Huna is being matur in the Dorim. So Rav Zera boy Kamei the Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Zera, who was there, responded to Rabbi Yossi and he said to the story which is being presented to Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna Rosh Hamatus? Is Rav Huna a valid kiyam of Rosh Hamatus? But to me, it was a question. Amalei, so Rabbi Yossi said back to Rabbi Zeira, V'en less Rav Huna man inu Rosh Hamatus. If Rav Huna is not it, so who is yes it? Rav Huna Rosh the Rosh Hamatus. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi said back that Rav Huna is the greatest of the Rosh Hamatus. Amar Rav Huna Ava Bishal Ahayu Samach Havi Sharni Dur B'Yachid. So Rav Huna was the Matan Adorim B'Yachid. Bechitema, if you're going to argue, like we said in the piece before, that you can overcome the chesaron of samuch by getting rishus. Rishus and knock at mireish kedusa. So that he got rishus mireish kedusa. Ihochi maika matama Rabbi Zeira. So that what was Rabbi Zeira's question? Rav Huna Rosh Hamatus b'tamia. So what was the question? We said before that getting rishus and the mireish kedusa gives you the equivalent status as if you're Rosh Hamatus in regards to this issue of Samuch. So what was the question? And Rabbi Yossi also, Loma Le Ladure, Rav Huna Rosh the Rosh Hamatus, typically the Nakir Rishusa. So Rabbi Yossi's response wasn't he got Rishus, it was, well, because he's the greatest. If he has Rishus, end the conversation. Alma Mishum, Alma Mashad Nihidalo Nokte, even though he did not get Rishus from the Reish Galusa, but Mishum the Rav Muvak Hava, Habishar B'Yachid. So you see that the Rambam, that you don't need Samuk. That as long as a person is a Rav Muvak, he has the right to be Matur Neder B'Yachid. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Zalkosov, Perek Yesh Noichlin, Koloshan is that. Hachinami, B'yachid Mumcha. When the Gemara says the case was a case of Yachid Mumcha, so he adds in Baki, the Gemara. So the Ben Shmuel, the Rashbam, in Bava Basra, when the Gemara says Yachid Mumcha, the Rashbam adds in Baki B'Gemara. Klemer Rav Muvak. So he does not require that you need Samuch. Kushabti Bizeh Per Kama the Mechilton, Per Dal the Dornim, B'Siyat the Shema. I spoke about this earlier, about this issue, whether you need Samuch or not. Okay. Now, kashuli, I have a problem the other way around. Eloi boy mumcha, el gomer besaver. If all you need is a person who's a gomer besaver, which you don't need a person who has the smicha. Hechi havi sir le the rebzera the rebuna lo motzi sharei nitro biyachid. So what was Zaira's question? So we see from Yossi's answer, he held not like that. But what was Zaira thinking? Venerally, the kiwin the Rashi Hamatus ksiv, Masha the first adorim nimser liyoser muvhakim shebedor. So he's there's somewhere in between. Even if you don't need samuch. But just the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham is not sufficient. You need Rosh Hamatus, which means the Yosim of Hakam Shebador. Rav Havisile, the Rav Zera, the Rav Huna, Bedore, Lav Bar Hachi Havu. So that Rav Zera held, he had not reached that Madrega. Rav Yosef said back, no. That he, I don't know, but he's the right person. Ficha niyomer. So the Ran says because of this, lamandol the sirlet lebein and samuch. So kol shu rav muvik bedoroi matzer yechidi. But you need a rav muvik bedoroi. So we've allowed this halacha to continue beyond the world of smicha, which we don't have anymore. But you still need rav muvik bedoroi. Okay, the reason I write this is Misha Reisi Misha Kasset. I feel the man, the Sila the boy Samuch, Bisman Azeh, like a Mumcha, the Chazil Hachi. They argue, so you don't need Samuch, but you still need a Mumcha, the Mumcha of the Madrega of the Gemara, which you don't have anymore. Behavi Raya, meaning Rishami, the Habe Matama, Mikora, Fila Rav Huna. So if the more I felt Ahamid Rav Huna wasn't going to be sufficient, so Kal v'chomer the later generations lo nearly came. The Ran says no. Now the Eloi by some call hecha the gomer v'saver v'habi mirashi hamato is the fum dore is sagi. What you need is a rashi hamato in comparison to that generation, not the equivalent of the Rashi Amatis that the Mora was talking about. You know, you don't need some, but you need a Madrega of Bisman HaGemara. Okay. Okay, fine. Zakt the Gemara.
Do we have, you know, nowadays, do we have Yachid do this?
I don't think anybody's Matar Yachidi. I don't think so, yeah. You're holding the Gemara, six lines down. So Amar Rebbe Chanina, the gifts we have in the words Amar Rebbe Chanina, a shoysik amanas lemeket mefer afilu mikan v'adud yomin. So a person really wants to mefer the netter, but he wants to irritate his wife to make her think that he's not being mefer, so she should be stuck with the netter. So he wants to make it to hurt her, to bother her. But really, he doesn't want. So that has a local equivalent that as if he was not Makayim by his shtika, and therefore he can make for even later on, even after the day passes. Okay.
What's special about Yud Yom?
I'm not aware. Yeah. I imagine there's some number which we say. You pass that line, he probably really, really, really does want it. Although, like, why didn't he do anything about it now, until now? But I'm not sure what that, you know, I don't think Yud is Dafka. Okay. So Masiv Rava. So Rava challenges this. Amosai am about Mesa Bal Nisrek the Rishus La'av. When can we say that the Rishus goes back to the father? Bizman Shalashama Habal. So either because the Baal had not heard about it. Ashishama Bishasak. Ashishama Behafer Umes Babayun. So as long as there has not been a kiyum from the Baal, there's a din of Nisroikna back to the Av, either because the Baal did not hear about it, the Baal was Shasak when he died in the day that he heard it, or he was Mefer. But Av was Shoma Mekayim, either if he was Mekayim it, or Shoma Veshasak Umes B'yem Shalacharov Eno Yachal Hafer. So if the husband was shoysik through the end of the day, which has a lachik equivalent of a kiyum, so once the husband was mekayim, there's no din of nisrakin as rishus lav. So my lav isn't the price of talking about even in the case of b'shoysik almanas levekut. If the shtika was because even though his purpose of shtika wasn't to be mekayim, it was just Amanas to make it, and even so, because it just says B'shama B'shosek, it doesn't differentiate. So verse is low. The case of the Brisa was the case of B'shosek Amanas L'kayim. So verse says Ihachi Haino Oish Shama V'kayim. If the person intentionally heard the netter and says, you know what, I'm happy with this. So that's really what he meant. So that's really a case of Shama V'kayim. Elamur says the case is B'shoysik Stam. He was shoysik, he hadn't decided anything, and he just was quiet because he'll think about it, whatever it is. It wasn't because he wants to agree to it, it wasn't because he wants to disagree to it. He hasn't really thought about it yet. So that's the case of the Brais.
Okay. What's the case is Oshishama V'hafer. So I don't get that. Why is it in this Rogna Le Rishisabal Rishisav? Right, you know, it's Mufar.
No, it's not, because it's only in some case in Armaros, you'd still need the Av anyway.
Oh, okay.
Right. So what you end up with is that now the husband dies and it's presented to the father, so the father can be made for it. Okay, let's see the Ran. The Ran actually has a Gersa Omer Bi'echanon. It's six lines up from the bottom. Omer Bi'echanon Shetzik Amanas to make it Jelahakta Ishtai to irritate her. Shtei Sura, that she should think she died to Lekayim Nidareha, that he planned to be Mekayim it. But when we scaven Lekach, El Sheyefer Lo Lachas Mikain, he's going to be made for later on, but right now he just wants her to be irritated by his shtika. Amosai Omer Nesabal Mishak Rishos Lav, Pershtia Lamala. My love is Shasak Amanas to make it. It's some case of Shtik Amanas to make it. Then the Kima, the Posik Batani. The Brisa just gives a definitive statement. Shama v'shasek umeis b'yem shalachrav eno yochel l'hofer. If there is shtika, he can't be made for. If the husband dies on the subsequent day, not that day, because his shtika functions like a kiyum, and it says kol shtika b'mashma. It says any case of shtika doesn't differentiate. It means all cases of shtika. Afilo amanas to make it. So even a shtika of Almanas to make it is a kiyum. He was shoyse because she had a neder mekuyim bekach. He wants a neder to be mekuyim. Klaimer shekimai beliboy. So it means he decided he wants this, and that's why he was shoyse. Behind the bechira nihachi hano shama bekayim. Okay. Now the Ran said, "Well, Domi Hai Shesek Amanasakayim Domer Hocha the Shes Amanasakayim the meaning of the Kamon in the Farshal law that he the Gemara is going to use the same phrase in Ayin Tesam and Aleph meaning something else and like I'll explain. Chibas Hashchem Perig Rashas Tuba Trei Gavdim Bichad Lishna. Even the more uses the same phrase to refer to something, it can have two different meanings. But over here it means not that he was shoysik with intent to later on be mekayim it, amanas lekayim, but rather he was shoysik that the shtika itself is an expression of his desire to have the netter. So that's the case of kima beliba. So where it says back, so el b'shoysik stam shal gomer beliba shei mekuyim imeyato, well shoysik gam ken amanas lemeket el shoysik stam. He hasn't decided about it. And right now, he's just not responding. Okay. Zadim Mor Vasser of Chista. Chermer Bryce says, Chermer behekem mi behefer, u behefer mi behekem. Each one has a chumra over the other. Chermer behekem. A hekem in some ways is stronger than heifer. What? I'm not sure what your question is.
Massiv rav chista?
Yeah. Chumra behekem, there's a chumra that hekem has over hafora. Shashtika mekayemis, vein shtika mevatelis. So I don't need a positive kiyum to make it mekuyim. Even shtika is enough. Whereas hafara, I need an act of hafara to remove it. Okay. Kayim beliboy is kayim. Hafar beliboy and a mufar. And similarly, that by hafara, we need an act of hafara, whereas kiyam just deciding that he wants it is enough. Kiyam and a yochel hafer, hafer and a yochel kayim. But in this, they're the same, that each one prevents the other. Now, ketani shashtika mekayemis, my lab b'shesek amanas lemeket. So the case is, we're saying shtika is mekayim, even in a case, because if he's being shesek because he wants it, that's kayim beliboy. So what's the case of shtika, which is not kayim beliboy? Adarabah, he wants the mefer, but he was quiet. That's the case of shesek amanas lemeket. And the Brisa says that the shtika is makayim. Or says loy b'shesek amanas lekayim. He's shoysik with the intent of being mekayim. That it should be, some verses, no, that can't be the case, because hanu kayim beliboy. Haim kayim beliboy kayim. If he's mekayim beliboy, the Brisek reason says it's kayim. Elba shoysik stam. The case has to be a case of shoysik stam. Okay, Ashkel Chumra behekem behefer. So we know what the Chumra that Hakama has over Hafora, behefer mi behekem minolan. So what is the Chumra of Hafora over Hakama? So Amr, I'm not sure who the Ri is. I'd probably say Mr. Piersi. Nisholan ala hekem, ben nisholan ala hefer. You can't be matara hafora, but you can be matara hakama. Okay. Moser Rav Kahana. The post says if he kept quiet, so the netter is Makuyim. Zakt, the Braisa, Mishrasa Kamanas Lamekit, Akasa Medaber. The case over here of the Shtika was a Shtika Abanas Lamekit, not a Shtika Abanas Lakayim. How do I know? Maybe the case was a case of Shesha Gamanas Lakayim. So it answers Kishuimer Ki Hakarach Ki Hakrishla Rabbi Shesha Gamanas Lakayim Akasim Adabr. There's a different pasuk which says Ki Hakarishla B'yom Shamoi, he was quiet on that day. That's referring to Shesha Gamanas Lakayim. So Hamani Mekayim Im Hakarach Yakarishla Yisha. So what's his other pasuk for? B'shoshes gaman has to make it a custom of dabur. So Mora says tiyufta. So that's going to be a tiyufta on this din of Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Yechon. That the Mora belukim ha b'shoshes gaman has to kaim. No, I have two pasukim. One is referring to b'shoshes gaman has to kaim, and the second pasuk is b'mar ha b'shoshes gstam. So my answer is Kroy Yisera Kasivi. So even we really have three psukim, or three. So we have Shesek Amanas Lekayim, Shesek Stam, and even Shesek Amanas Lemeka. This is the third pasuk. Okay. Now the Mor is going to continue to bring other rayas against the Rechanina. Masiv Rava, Nadrim Chashecha, which I said before, if it's right towards the end of the day, Mefer lo Acha Chashecha, he only has the right to Mefer the last few moments before it gets dark. Shim lo Hefer, V'choshcha, and Ayachal Hafer. Samai, Lehevi Kishosagam and Aslameka. Means here, he heard about it. He wants to be made for. That's what we're saying, and he just didn't get it. Didn't get the words out before it got dark. So that's a case of shtika where he intends to be made for. So it's not any worse than a case of a shoyseg amanas lemeka, which means he intends to be made for. He just didn't get to before the end of the day, either because he wanted to irritate her, or because there wasn't enough time. But what's the difference? A shtik amanas lahafer, you're basically telling me, is does not function like a shtika, and he can be made for later on. So you see, not like that. Tiyufta, so that's a valid tiyufta against Rav Chanina. Moshe Rav Ashi, is there initiation of Dorim? A person knew that there's something called a netter. He was never aware that he has the power of a forum. So now, when he realizes that there is something called a forum, so then Yofer, he can be made for that day, because that functions in halacha as if that's the day that he heard about it. Because that's the day which he was aware of the netter and his power to do this. So he has to be made for that day. Yudea Nishiyesh Mefir. I knew I have a power before. Well, any Yudea Shazen netter. Rebbe Omer Lo Yafir, Becham Omer Yafir. Okay. So I knew there's a power before. I did not know that I have the right to be made for this netter. I did not realize that this netter goes into my purview. So the mayor says, so he heard about it a few days ago. So it's too late. The Chachamim say that he can be made for when he realizes. The Mor says, but according to the mayor, His afora, his shtika wasn't is in any type of indication of a desire to have the neder. You see, he's saying he really would want, he wanted to marry for the neder. Just he didn't realize he has the power to do that. So that's like a shaysik aman aslameka, that he's being shaysik with the desire to be made for. So tiyufta, that's also tiyufta. Okay, let's see the round. Shashtika Makayam is top of the page, Ayin Tessam and Aleph. Kol Shashosak, Kol Yom Shmiya. If he shows it the whole day, it's a Kiyam. Kamali Makayam, Shem Tzarkla, Haiti Biswasam. Kiyam does not require being verbalized. Now, Zatran Benir Be'enai, the Afinah Law, Mishtika, the Yom Shamoy. This halacha that the Hafer Beliba doesn't work, in but Haken Beliba does, is from the din of Shtika B'yam Shamoy. Shehima Kayem is that it works. The time of my, why does it work? Mishum Lekiman Shabra Yom Shmiya. Veloy Hafer. There's been a day that he heard about it. He wasn't made for Goli Daite Shehu writes a Bekiyum Mishal Neder. In the case he wants it. So even though he has not verbalized any agreement to the neder, that's enough to make the neder kayim. Okay, so then if kayim alibo is kayim, so why is it at the end of the day? Let's argue. As soon as he heard about it, he was quiet. If he was quiet because he wants it to be chal, it's chal. So that's why you can't be made for. Why do you get the whole day? But the Torah gives him a full day for afora. Because until the evening, when the sun sets, it's not clear that his shtika is indicative of a desire to be mekayim. Since it's up to him, so you know, maybe he's just thinking about it a little bit. So you say, you know what, you have the end of the day to make a decision. When we know of it, from here we can derive the culture kaim beliboy kaim la'alter. So the point of the day passing is for him to come to his decision. Well, if he came to his decision immediately, he decided. If he does an action to indicate his hafara by indicating to her, go eat it or something of that sort, he said before that works, even though it's not a lashon of hafara, it works in conjunction with the fact that he's made for beliba. So even though Afar Baliba doesn't work, and Tli Achli doesn't work either, but a Tli Achli, which is while he's thinking he wants to be made for, works because it's a hefer, it's a hafora in the heart, which has been expressed in action and deeper. But in this sense, they're equal. Neither one's better. It's not a case of chaimer, which is what we're trying to list. Once it's saying Allah, it mentions this as well, but doesn't really belong in this discussion. My lab says I'm not to make it. If you look, you tell me shtika mekayemis kol shavur yom shmiya. Shtika mekayemis, even though in his heart he's thinking I'm not to make it. He wants it to be valid now. Some more said that's a case of kayim alibay. Okay, how is hafora stronger than a kama? Kama hafora minolan, not dafka minolan. So holy boy, ella my nihu doesn't mean from where, it means what is it? What's the chumrah? Yishalom lehakim shim hekim hekim yachol yishalalah ba'isayim shmiya yachol haver bebayim. He can be made for the hakama and then do a hafor afterwards, but it has to be yom shamoy. Because the power of Afora is only limited to that day. So he has to remove the Akama and then go out, move on to Afora within the framework of that day. If he's made for it, it's done.
They didn't know when
the Bittl. Okay. So Moore says, the Bryce says, "Im hachreish yachreish lo yisho is to amanas to make it, not amanas to kaim, because the shomriki hachreish lo erei b'shes amanas to kaim." Now, Tatar Ran, that this amanas to kaim over here does not mean the same we've been using earlier in the sugya. There meant he has intent to be mekaim b'libo. Which works not based on the shtika, but based on the kiyum b'libo'. So what's this case? Amanas kaim lachas man. Shetaitcha she is kaim kashiyaris yemashmiya. He has no intent to be kaim in that. He just wants to be shosik that eventually it'll take effect. Alein daita she mekuyim b'shtika zu. Yochi hechi motzim efer b'chol yom shmiya. The case of the pasuk says he can be mefer. How can you mefer if you tell me the case that the shtiko meant amanas kaim b'libo?
That's why.
So this phrase over here is different than the phrase used earlier. Hacharish yacharish trei ki hacharish lo hotlos. So you have three psukim. Okay, let's hold around here.